The first reading is from Genesis 1, verses 1 to 5. A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord all are crying, "Glory!" The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as a king forevermore. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. The second reading is from Acts 19, verses 1 to 7. A reading from Acts. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who is to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all of the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of our Lord. Year B in the Revised Common Lectionary that we follow focuses on the Gospel of Mark, which was the first of the Synoptic Gospels and believed to be written in around 70 CE. The Gospel does not open with the birth of Jesus Christ like Matthew and Luke. It begins with the good news of Jesus Christ and the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, which we are commemorating today. John had been baptizing many of his followers, proclaiming the need for repentance and the forgiveness of sin. In the waters of the Jordan, followers of God were given new life. They were given an opportunity for truth-telling, to reflect on what it means to repent, to ask for forgiveness, and the opportunity to live one's life anew. John foretells of Jesus' arrival, knowing that the one who is greater than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The people knew that a king was coming, but little did they know that he would arrive days later at the very spot where they themselves had stood and asked to be baptized by John. In the wilderness, in the River Jordan, was where Jesus' ministry began. For centuries, many theologians and scholars have challenged one another as to why Jesus would need to be baptized. Jesus was sinless. There was no need for him to be forgiven. So why would the light of the world, God's only Son, need or want to be baptized? The answer may come to us in verse 10 of our gospel reading this morning, where it states, "And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending on him like a dove." The heavens did not just quietly separate like the turning of a page in a book. They were torn open with power and force and authority. God was let loose in the world through the person and humanity of Jesus Christ. At that moment, there was no longer a distant God. God was there. God was present in the wilderness. God was let loose in the fringes of society where no one wanted to travel. God was let loose in the back alleys and the darkened streets. God was let loose in the injustice, in the pain and the suffering of the world through the baptism of God's only Son, our Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the appearance of a gentle dove winged in flight. And as the dove flew, a voice came from heaven. A voice which came from heaven could be heard saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." In his baptism, Jesus Christ received his identity as a beloved child of God. And we are the same. In the life-giving waters of our baptism, we too are given our identity as beloved children of God. In our baptisms, we die to our old selves and are made new in the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. In the waters of our baptism, we are chosen by God through no means of our own. There is nothing we can do to receive God's promise. There is nothing we can do to receive God's love. We are loved. We are worthy. And we are enough. Many of us were hoping for a calm and ordinary start to 2021. Because 2020 was, well, a year that we were all ready to be done with. But the first 10 days of the new year have been anything but ordinary and calm. In fact, there's a meme on Facebook that I could not help but laugh at. It said, "I'd like to cancel my subscription to 2021. I've experienced the 7-day free trial, and I am not interested." We live in such challenging times right now. COVID numbers are dramatically increasing in our province and even in our region. Lockdowns will more than likely continue on for longer than what was first expected. And more outbreaks are happening in our long-term care homes and retirement homes. And I am sure that I do not need to remind anyone of the events that transpired in the United States this past week. To see insurgents climbing over barricades with guns and flags, bearing Christian and Confederate symbols, to storm the Capitol building was frightening. To hear windows breaking and to see people forcefully entering the doors in the pursuit of revolt against democracy brought emotions of fear and disbelief for the many millions of people who watched on their computer screens or televisions. As a Canadian watching the happenings, I felt relief that it was not our own country embroiled in terror. But truth be told, there were protests going on in Canada as well. How do we as Christians reconcile acts like that of what we witnessed this past week? How do we reconcile the anger, the rhetoric, the entitlement, the racism, and the pride of those who stormed the Capitol and those who protested here in Canada? Is God still loose in the world when events like this happen? Our baptism provides us with our identity as God's beloved children. We are provided with blessings upon blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. But our baptism also comes with responsibility and conviction. It comes with the responsibility to live out the good news of the gospel, to love our neighbors as ourselves, regardless of color, gender, sexual orientation, race, or creed. It calls us to stand with those who live in the wilderness, those who live on the fringes of society. We are called, as baptized, to stand against violence and hate, to treat all of God's children with dignity and respect, so that all may live an abundant life in Jesus Christ. This morning, I invited you to remember your own baptism by dipping your finger in water and making the sign of the cross on your forehead. In doing so, we are reminded of the Holy Spirit, the breath of God in, through, and around us, which allows us to breathe God in and breathe out our service and love to the world, a world that is in desperate need of hope and promise. In making the sign of the cross, we are reminded that God is still loose in our world, tearing the heavens apart with God's promise of love for all. And that is the good news of Jesus Christ. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is When Jesus Came to Jordan, and it is found in the ELW on page 305 and also on the YouTube link.